heartily welcome you to Dreamers, the new kids podcast. I'm your host Neha Naushad, hoping that you would enjoy all the stories and the adventures that we can have here. So let's dive in. When I woke up this morning and went downstairs, there were about a million gifts under the Christmas tree, but when I started digging around, there were hardly any gifts with my name on them. But Manny made out like a bandit. He got every single thing he circled in the catalog. No lie, so I'll bet he's glad he didn't listen to me. I did find a couple things with my name on them, but they were mostly books and socks and stuff like that. I opened my gift in the corner behind the couch because I don't like opening gifts near Dad. Whenever someone opens a gift, Dad swoops right in and cleans up after them. I gave Manny a toy helicopter and I gave Roderick a book about Roderick rock bands. Roderick gave me a book too, but of course he didn't wrap it. The book he got me was the best of Lil Cutie. Lil Cutie is the worst comic in the newspaper, and Roderick knows how much I hate it. I think this is the fourth year in a row I've got a Lil Cutie book from him. I gave Mom and Dad their gifts. I get them the same kind of thing every year, but parents eat that stuff up. The rest of the relatives that started showing up around 11 o'clock, and Uncle Charlie came at noon. Uncle Charlie bought a big trash bag full of gifts and he pulled my present out of the top of the bag. The package was the exact right size and shape to be a Twisted Wizard game, so I knew Uncle Charlie came through for me. Mom got a camera ready and I tore open my gift. But it was just an 8x10 picture of Uncle Charlie. I guess I didn't do a good job of hiding my disappointment, and Mom got mad. All I can say is I am glad I'm still a kid, because if I had to act happy about the kinds of gifts grown-ups get, I don't think I could pull it off. I went up to my room to take a break for a while. A couple minutes later, Dad knocked on my door. He told me he had a gift for me out in the garage, and the reason it was out there was because it was too big to wrap. And when I walked down to the garage, there was a brand new weight set. That thing must have cost a fortune. I didn't have the heart to tell Dad that I kind of lost interest in the whole weightlifting thing when the wrestling unit ended last week. So I just said thanks instead. I think Dad was expecting me to drop down and start doing some reps or something, but I just excused myself and went back inside. At about 6 o'clock, all the relatives cleared out. I was sitting on the couch waiting, watching Manny play with his toys, feeling pretty sorry for myself. Then Mom came up to me and she said that she found a gift behind the piano with my name on it, and it said from Santa. The box was way too big for Twisted Wizard, but Mom put the same big box trick on me last year when she got me a memory card for my video game system. So I ripped open the package and pulled out my present. Only this wasn't Twisted Wizard either. It was a giant red wool sweater. At first I thought Mom was playing some kind of practical joke on me, because this sweater was the same kind we bought for our giving tree guy. But Mom seemed pretty confused too. She said she did buy me a video game and that she had no idea what the sweater was doing in my box. And then I figured it out. I told Mom there must have been some kind of mix-up, and I got the giving tree guy's gift and he got mine. Mom said she used the same kind of wrapping paper for both of our gifts, so she must have written the wrong names on the tags. But then Mom said that this was a really good thing because the Giving Tree guy was probably really happy he got such a great gift. I had to explain that you need a game system and a TV to play Twisted Wizard, so the game was totally useless to him. Even though my Christmas was not going that great, I'm sure it was going a whole lot worse for the Giving Tree guy. I kind of decided to throw in the towel for this Christmas and I headed up to Rowley's house. I forgot to get a gift for Rowley, so I just slapped a bow on the little cutie book Roderick gave me, and that seemed to do the trick. Rowley's parents have a lot of money, so I can always count on them for a good gift, but Rowley said that this year he picked out my gift himself. Then he bought me outside to show me what it was. From the way Rowley was hyping his present, I thought he must have got me a big screen TV or a motorcycle or something. But once again, I let my hopes get too high. Rowley got me a big wheel. I guess I would have thought this was a cool gift when I was in third grade, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with one now. Rowley was so enthusiastic about it that I tried my best to act like I was happy. We went back inside and Rowley showed me his Christmas loot. He sure got a lot more stuff than I did. He even got Twisted Wizard, so at least I can play it when I come up to his house. That is, until Rowley's dad finds out how violent it is. And boy, you have never seen someone as happy as Rowley with his little cutie book. His mom said it was the only thing on his list that he didn't get. Well, I'm glad someone got what they wanted today.
Stay tuned until we meet again.